Sure, Doug. You know me. I'm almost an open book.
What the hell did you just tweet out?
I was responding to somebody, Doug Ferrari, who was answering one of his questions.
The football writer from Sports Illustrated?
Yeah, he's a music guy, and he got into a little music.
Yes, he's with the Athlon. So what did you tweet him?
Well,
here we go.
He was talking about the greatest vocal performances you've seen live. And one he brought up was Corey Glover, the lead singer of Living Color, at some show that he did at the Moore Theater in Seattle.
Okay.
And then I responded with, best one I'd seen or heard was Jeff Tate from Queensryche back in the early 80s when they opened up for Kiss on that tour and burst on the scene. And all anybody could talk about was, I don't know, the band's pretty good, but geez, that singer's amazing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where did you see this show?
That was at Cobo or Joe Louis, I figure which.
All right.
Yeah, like 1984-ish, 85.
Okay, cool. I just wondered what the hell you just tweeted out and why.
Well, can't you follow along and see what
I can, but I wanted to do it on the air, Gator, so I just asked you the question on the air. You DA. Of course I could follow along. I want to know what your reasoning for it was.
Yeah, I mean, different story now. Jeff Tate's voice is not the same as it was.
What happened?
Well, he got older.
Yeah,
and, you know, when you're singing at...
That's what killed my singing career.
Yeah, when you scream and sing for that many years, which was, he used to be a really, really, really talented vocalist, and I think the years have taken its toll on his vocal cords, and just isn't the same anymore.
Gotcha.
Plus, he's also, I don't know how old he's got to be 60... 5 years old, something like that.
Doesn't have quite as much juice, huh?
No, but still tours and gets things done.
Does he?
He still has something left in him.
All right, so at this hour, breaking news from the NFL, the Commanders and offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury have agreed to mutually part ways. Oh, he's an offensive-minded guy. Could he be the solution at offensive coordinator for your Detroit Lions?
First, I say absolutely not. And I will continue to say absolutely not. And I will also step back and say, okay, hang on. I don't want to be biased because of his failures as a head coach, whether it was in college or in the pros, where he had a losing record when he was the head coach at Texas Tech, or he had a losing record when he was the head coach at Arizona. Whew, take a step back and let's see what he's done. In 2012, he was the offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach at Texas A&M. And they had Johnny Football. Johnny Manziel that year, I believe this is his Heisman Trophy winning season, 3,700 yards passing that year with 26 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. Those are good numbers. But then you got to add to it the 1,400 yards rushing and 21 more touchdowns that he had, and it becomes quite impressive what he did. And he immediately took that and turned that into a gig at Texas Tech, becoming the head coach. And now he's getting credit for developing some players that I don't know if he really developed. But I don't want Cliff Kingsbury. He went as an office assistant to go over to USC for a year in 2024. Didn't do anything there. Goes over to the Washington Commanders. It was USC in 2023, my bad. Last year for Caleb Williams. Goes to the Commanders and takes over the offense last year. Jaden Daniels was there, had a great year. Then this year, Jaden Daniels was slow, and then Jaden Daniels got hurt. So I think if you're a team that has a very mobile quarterback, maybe you can go ahead and give Cliff Kingsbury a shot to be an offensive coordinator. Now, grant, he's probably a way better coordinator or quarterback's coach than he is a head coach. But here in Detroit, last I checked, and I could be wrong in this, I might be wrong, and I'd be, you know me, Doug. If I'm wrong, my bad.
You'll own it?
I'll own it. But I don't think that Jared Goff is mobile. So I don't think Cliff Kingsbury would work with the Detroit Lions as the offensive coordinator. Keep in mind, as the offensive coordinator with the Commanders this year, the Commanders had a robust 20 points a game,
mm-hmm.
almost 21. And people are complaining about the Lions because the Lions only averaged, 26 points a game under Dan Campbell
yep.
on the season? So 28 points a game as the whole. Yeah, Cliff Kingsbury is not the answer for the Detroit Lions. It's a hard pass, dog.
Okay. No. Just I thought it was interesting. Gator immediately said he's one of the most overrated coaches in football. However, you also have pointed out, not only do you think he's overrated, you think he's a terrible fit for here.
For here in particular, yeah. Yes. Like I said, if you want to, if the Philadelphia Eagles are trying to get how to get more out of Jalen Hurts, do you want, should they consider him? Maybe. You know, if you've got a mobile quarterback and you've got an open coordinator job, then maybe that makes more sense because of the types of players that he's worked with. But I'm still not impressed. I mean, was I impressed with Kyler Murray was doing with Arizona when he was his coach?
And you were a big Kyler Murray fan.
I love Kyler.
Oh, is this what it is? Did he ruin your guy?
No.
Okay.
No, because I mean, I love Kyler Murray, but I think it's clear now, we're 5 years into his career or whatever it is, that he's not really an NFL starting quarterback talent that's going to take you to the Super Bowl.
He's talented, but he's talented, but
he's not the guy.
All right, fair enough. 248-539-9797.
Do you want him?
Not particularly. Okay. I wasn't quite as quick to slam the door. You've made some good points, though. Kyle in Royal Oak. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, sir.
Good. Happy New Year. I don't know how long you're supposed to sit up for, but...
at least a week.
Yeah, until you talk to somebody, I guess, and then it's over. But yeah, I want to premise this phone call because I called both of you. You guys were on the show together, and you guys asked me who you think the next championship contender would be in Detroit, and you guys both adamantly said the Lions, and I adamantly disagreed. I said that it was going to be the Pistons, the Wings, the Lions, and the Tigers.
When was this asked?
Do you remember what year?
This was about 5 weeks ago.
5 weeks ago?
I don't remember that topic.
Yeah.
If you had said the season, I think I would have agreed with that. Yeah, because I didn't expect the Pistons to be as good as they were at this point, which clearly the Pistons are.
5 weeks ago, I think there was plenty of doubt about the Lions. Yeah. I don't know how adamant it would have been. But anyway, that's beside the point. Are you calling because you want us to say you're right and we're wrong?
No, okay. I don't like to, you know, have those talks. Who's right and who's wrong? But I feel like the Pistons have the best chance by far. Still do had that feeling for.
So let me back up to what our question is, because the question is: are you comfortable with the statement that the East goes through Detroit? Not only are you comfortable, you're saying you've been comfortable with that statement.
Been comfortable, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
when did you first say, I think this is the best team in the East?
Probably a week before I called you guys.
Okay. Whatever that was. Thank you, Kyle. 248-539-9797. Gio is next on 97.1. Hi, Gio.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up?
Talking about the Pistons. So, I've been a fan since 1988. There is no team that goes into the playoffs and wins with one all-star. So you got New York with two all-stars. You got Cleveland with two all-stars. Then you go to the West Coast, you got Denver, and you've got OKC. You're not going to beat any of those teams in a seven-game series unless you bring in an all-star.
Why?
Because the history shows it.
Okay.
You don't think Jalen Duren's an all-star?
No, not yet. He needs a few more years.
So let me be clear, Gio, just to be clear here. This is a documented fact that no team has what without two All-Stars has gone to the NBA Finals or has won the NBA? Or is it not?
Probably either. Allen Iverson in 2001, I believe, got there with Mutombo as his co-star, but they got killed. The Lakers killed them. I mean, yeah, you could probably get to the finals if you're lucky with injuries and all, but this team as is a really good team. It's not going to win a championship unless they bring in another all-star.
Well, there's a couple things about this. One is keep in mind we're not talking about winning a championship. We're talking about winning the East. Two is, okay, this is a fascinating argument, Gio. I just want to know if it's factually correct, because you've used the term probably and you've cited a case where it's happened. If it's factually correct, it's really fascinating. But factually correct?
Other than Allen Iverson, which team got to the finals without a co-star?
I think the Pistons may have won a championship.
Did the Pistons have an all-star?
Without having a single all-star.
Were the going-to-work Pistons, any of those guys, all-stars that year?
Hold on. Ben Wallace was an all-star.
I don't know if they were all-stars in that championship season. They were all-stars
after. They became all-stars. I don't know if they were in that season.
Well, do they have to be in that season, or do they just have to have that experience?
I don't know. You brought it up.
Yeah, this is your gig, man.
1988. I've been watching since 1998. Okay. In my experience, no team has won a championship with just one all-star.
Okay, the Pistons did with just Ben Wallace in 2004, but you're now saying who has never, ever been, like, you're not talking about now in that season?
I don't think it matters if it's that season. I think it depends on playoff experience as well. But that going-to-work team with Rasheed Wallace and Ben Wallace, Chauncey Billups and Rip Hamilton, those guys were all-star caliber players.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you're pushing the goalpost. So
yeah, I just changed it again.
Yeah, I mean,
all-star caliber.
The first one I threw at you was Jalen Duren.
All-star caliber player.
Okay, so is he potential to be?
So I'm just looking at this. The 2004 All-Star team, you hear the Pistons won it all.
They only had Ben Wallace on.
Ben Wallace was, and they traded for Rasheed, and he was not an All-Star in the West.
No, Rasheed had been an All-Star twice before, but you had to go back to 2000, 2001 with Portland when he was an All-Star.
His argument sort of morphs. I guess his point is he was in favor of them trading for a star, but 2004 Pistons won an NBA title with one All-Star in that season. 97-1.